Welcome to the FitCat Podcast, sponsored by OMRR. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners was founded in 1978. It's a not-for-profit organization of nearly 400 individuals dedicated to wellness, fitness, running, and caring. All OMRR board members are unpaid volunteers. All proceeds to OMRR are used for club-related activities such as supporting local and national charities, organizing local races, publishing the Running Briefs newsletter and the website omrr.org, and maintaining a clean environment. We need fitness enthusiasts of all types to support OMRR. Hope you'll become a member and join us in our crusade for fun, fitness, and caring. Thanks for listening to the Fit Cat View. My name's Trenna, and last week, I hope you caught grit because had the pleasure of chatting with Sarah Berry about her perspective on grit. Well, so that moves us into a little bit of one of your most recent passions, yoga. Mm-hmm. And so you've been teaching it, learning the practice. Has that something that is brand new for you, or have you always enjoyed it?
Let's see. Probably like 10 years ago, I was really, really overweight and started going to the gym. This is when I still lived in California. And I really loved, they called them Synergy. They were like kind of yoga, Pilates, fusion, loved those classes. And so kind of off and on after I moved out here, I would take similar classes mm-hmm. to that. And I would go through phases where I would practice a whole bunch and then I wouldn't do much. And, you know, just kind of back and forth. And then in, I mean, like 2017, like started getting a little bit more consistent with it. And then Sweat opened up and it was right down the street from my house and they were like all the time. And one of my best friends, she was teaching and she was like, you know, just go for it. Just, I think you'd be an awesome instructor. And so I thought, okay, now's the time to do it. And then I found out I was pregnant with my second daughter. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do yoga teacher training while pregnant with a toddler at home. And I went through a 1-month intensive with Pure Hot Yoga and Leslie Dawson. And it was so hard. It was so hard, but it was so, you learned so much about yourself, yeah. Just mentally, the physical aspect of it too. I mean, you're practicing all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know what? I can do this. Because if I don't do it now, when am I going to do it?
When? Yeah, yeah.
So even,
I love that.
You know, I was like 2 months pregnant and doing this teacher training. Cool. And it was one of the best experiences of my life. It was so wonderful. And it's been such a positive influence on me mentally, physically. My daughter loves yoga. She asks to get her yoga mat out all the time. She just thinks it's the best thing ever. She wants to go to yoga all the time. So it's just been, it's been a really wonderful experience. I've met a lot of people and just, it's really great.
Let's plug Sweat real quick. Sweat wellness, and
yes,
energy.
Strength, wellness, energy, tone is what it stands for. And, you know, it's all, we're very much, it's not just the physical, it's the mental, it's the community that we have. We have a wonderful group of instructors. Everybody is, we're all so different. We all bring something different to the table. The owners and the management are just fantastic and they're uplifting and positive. And it's just, and our students too are amazing. And it's just, you haven't been there yet.
Yeah, for real. I got to come. And as someone, I do get intimidated by group classes. Mm-hmm. It's hard to walk in and see all of these people that look like, you know, they're just these fitness models or they know exactly what they're doing and they can bend every way. And so I kind of go off to the corner, but it was at your own pace. Do what you can do. No pressure to mm-hmm. be just this way. It was a fantastic class. It was the flow. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yeah, it was a gentle flow. So yeah. A little slower, a little bit easier. It's one that I recommend people to start with. It's a good one, and I love teaching it. It's so much fun.
Well, you did a great job, yeah. And I did enjoy it, and I do like the mental aspect, too. More Yoga Talk with Sarah right after a quick word from our sponsor. OMRR has a Bass Pro Marathon and Half Marathon training group. They'll do their best to meet all needs. Whether you're a beginner and never trained before or a seasoned runner looking to PR, there will be nutrition and supplement support, nutrition advice on how to train before, during, and after a run. There will also be some of the Bass Pro ambassadors out running the courses with you. Some days there'll even be a little strength training and yoga after some of the training events. The Bass Pro Shops Conservation Marathon and Cohaig Half Marathon are both on Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. There's still time for you to train. Check in daily with the Facebook group. You're looking for Bass Pro Marathon and Half Marathon Training Group hosted by OMIR. What do you feel like is one of the most important parts of the mental aspect to kind of go along with the physical challenge of it?
Kind of just getting out of your own way.
Yeah.
Getting out of your own head. And we say, I say that a lot at the beginning of my classes is, you know, let go of your expectations, let go of anything that's going on that's not going to serve you right now. So I mean, we all have so much stuff going on in our lives, mm-hmm. and letting that room just be your space, letting me hold that space for you to just let all of that stuff fall by the wayside and just focus on your breath, your moving, taking it slow, not worrying about anything else, and just, you know, just doing what you can, meeting yourself where you're at today. You know, I mean, how you, and you know, as a runner, like maybe you feel really good one day and then you go out there the next day and you're like, okay, this does not feel good
right.
at all. And just, you know, I think that where we are kind of like as a society, we don't have that same mind-body connection as maybe 50 years ago when people were out and mm-hmm. about a lot more. And it's something that I get a lot of feedback from students that like they don't know where their body is. They don't know what their body is doing. They don't know what something should feel like. And just kind of trying to take a few minutes, clear your mind, mm-hmm. reset, reconnect. It's really helpful physically and mentally.
And that's a lot of stuff you can take off the mat too.
Absolutely.
Because I recognize a lot of stuff from some of the meditation practices I've been trying to be diligent with. And it's a lot of learning to be in that moment, not where you were a few minutes right. ago or a day ago or mm-hmm. where you've got to be later on, but just focus on here and now.
Yep.
Take a breath and kind of, you know, change your expectations mm-hmm. of, you know, everything
yeah.
around you.
You can walk into anything with an expectation of that's how this is going to be, that's how I'm going to make it be. And then you spend so much time mentally and physically forcing it that something that's not supposed to be that way.
Right.
And just, if you just accept where you're at, you're going to be a lot happier for it all around.
Exactly. Great words. Okay, your best piece of advice sending people out into the week.
Get out of your own way. And don't be afraid to fail. That's one thing that I have been talking about in all of my classes lately is failure is not a bad thing. Because if you fail, you tried. You got out of your head, you got out of your own way, and you at least put yourself out there.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to fail. It's not a bad thing.
Right. Fail forward,
fail
many
forward.
Say.
Yes.
All right. Follow Sarah Barry Yoga on social media. Thanks so much. Appreciate you very
yeah,
much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Cat View sponsored by OMRR. Their mission is to promote the health benefits of running as well as the pleasurable and competitive aspects of the sport while doing their part to improve the lives of others. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners began sponsoring several races for charity and started several running programs such as Runner of the Year, the PR Corner, and the Triple Crown of Racing. And you are invited to sign up or add your event to the calendar. Memberships always available at OzarkMountainRidgeRunners.org.